You're with SBS Radio.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa taong 2018, patuloy pa rin ang paghahatid sa atin ng Filipino-Australian Foundation of Queensland Inc. ng isang multikultural ngunit Pinoy na pagdiriwang o festival para sa mga Pilipino at iba pang lahi sa Queensland, particular sa Brisbane. Narito at kasama natin ngayon ang masasabi nating napaka-aktibo at napakabait na pinuno ng Filipino-Australian Foundation of Queensland Inc. na si Mr. Mauro Sumodio. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Ginoong Mauro.
Magandang umaga din sa lahat ng mga Pilipino na nakikinig.
Okay. So tuloy-tuloy pa rin ang temang One World, One Spirit ngayong taon. Bakit ito ang pangunahing tema at paano ito naiiba sa nakaraang taon?
One World, One Spirit Philippine Festival always connotes the multicultural people here in Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
So yan din ang dahilan kung bakit yung ating Department of Tourism sa Philippines ay nag-partner din dito sa amin because we want also to promote Philippines to other ethnic groups here in Australia. Considering that there are about 160 ethnic groups here in Brisbane in other parts of Queensland. So it's a very good marketing for the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
In involving here in the Filipino festival, what we call the One World, One Spirit Philippine Festival. So we would like to promote our culture and values
mm-hmm.
to other ethnic groups. That's why we always have this fifth One World, One Spirit mm-hmm. Philippine Festival.
Saan ito gaganapin at kailan, Ginoong Mauro?
This will be held mm-hmm. at Sunnybank State High School in mm-hmm. Bourman Street here in Sunnybank.
Mm-hmm. Kailan nagsimula yung preparasyon ninyo?
Oh, we did our preparation since last year.
Last year,
so,
okay.
It's a one-year preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we received grants from the Multicultural Affairs in Queensland, mm-hmm. Brisbane, the Lord Mayor, Brisbane City Council, as mm-hmm. well as Councillor Kim Marks, also in for Runcorn, also give us a grant.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Philippine Airlines also was also involved, the Department of Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, EVA Airlines also had also their put in our program.
Okay. So, Ginoong Mauro, ano yung mga magagandang kinalabasan noong nakaraang taon na tiyak na tiyak na aabangan ng mga dadalo sa pagdiriwang ngayong taon?
As usual, we still have mm-hmm. our food stalls.
Uh-huh.
We have talent shows.
Mm-hmm.
We have games like we have a bingo game.
Bingo game? Bago ba yan?
Yes, bago.
Oh, that's
kaya
good.
Maganda. Dito dito ang iba airlines nag-support.
Mm-hmm.
Yung manalo sa bingo will have to receive a return trip going to Asia.
Ah, okay. So kahit sa bansa sa Asia?
Yes.
Ah, exciting.
So, Philippine Airlines will be going to the Philippines, ang Eva Air naman sa Asia. We have also exhibits
mm-hmm.
and displays.
Okay.
And we have also the Parade of Nations.
Parade of Nations. So andun pa rin, di ba?
Yes,
Parade of Nations.
Yeah, the Parade of Nations is really our main highlights because
mm-hmm.
there will be people from other ethnic groups
uh-huh.
who will be wearing the different costumes of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And also our candidates for the Binibining Pilipinas Australia and the Ginoong Pilipinas will mm-hmm. also be wearing the different costumes of the world.
Coronation night din ba ito?
Presentation.
Presentation
be,
lang.
Yeah, the coronation will be next year during the May 2019 again festival.
Ah, so parang ano siya, every 2 years?
Every 2 years.
So marami bang sumali ngayong taon, Ginoong Mauro?
We're expecting about 12 candidates for both boys
candidates.
And girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ano yung tinitingnan ninyo sa mga kandidato? Kasi diba, si Annika na nakapanayam ko yan dito, napakagaling niyang sumayaw. So dapat ba ganun din kagaling o ganun katalino katulad niya?
Yeah, actually, the Filipinos, Australians already know the standard.
Okay.
And, at saka nakita na nila. So yung mga talagang sumasali,
uh-huh.
They are really very talented and very community-minded.
Community-minded.
Kasi yung ating cultural pageant is also a fundraising event for our welfare programs.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents and the candidate must have a philanthropic spirit.
Okay,
because they have to raise funds for the community.
Mm, all right.
So this would be a very different from other beauty pageants might be in the Philippines because in here, it involves more of community spirit.
Community spirit talaga. Sa pagkain ulit, ano Ginoong Mauro? Kasi nakwento mo sa akin nung nakaraang taon na nagdagdag kayo ng food stalls. Dumami ba ulit ngayong taon?
The food stalls are almost the same. One of the stallholders who will be participating are from the people of Colombia.
Oh wow,
And they will be sailing according to Ronel Lechon Filipino.
Ah, talaga? Sila yung magsuserve?
Yes.
Ah, kakaiba yan. Ano kayang lasa?
This would be very interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And we are expecting some communities who will be also putting their stalls. Mm-hmm. And this is a showcase of their cultures and values. And this is very, very interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. And this year, we also involved two Filipino cultural dance studio and also musical studio. So this will be another attractions for us this year because of the presence of these two musical Filipino groups as well as the dance studio too of the Filipinos. So we divided them into slots. One will be performing in the morning and one will be performing in the afternoon. So this will be an added attraction this year.
Okay. Bukod doon, ano pa yung mga activities na po pwedeng kalahukan ng mga dadalo? Kasi sa pagkakaalam ko, may mga volleyball sports activity din dyan, di ba?
Oo. This year, wala kaming sports kasi marami ng mga sports tournament na nangyari dito ngayon sa Brisbane.
Okay.
So we're gonna have more of dance exercise.
Dance exercise? Okay.
Yes. So instead of sports, we're gonna be dancing, we're gonna have dance exercise, including Zumba.
Para sa mga matatanda ba ito? O sa mga feeling
young?
For everybody. Okay.
So, this is one thing very unique also to our festival because there will be also this kind of audience participation.
Okay.
So instead of more of watching, they will be participating by joining this dance exercise. So we're gonna have the exercise one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay. So talagang they will lose weight on that day.
Yes. So this is very unique in a sense that we are also promoting the cross tourism in the Philippines. Like, you know, at the moment everybody knows about Boracay, and they opened this island hopping tours in northern Iloilo, in Capiz, in Antique, in Gibaras, in Negros Occidental. So people who will be going to visit the places in the Philippines, they have already their options of island happens.
Alam ko, Ginoong Mauro, na you are really working hard with your team to make this as another successful event. So please, pakianyayahan natin ang mga Pilipino at iba't ibang lahi na dumalo sa annual multicultural festival natin dyan sa Queensland.
To all our Filipino organizations listening right now in Queensland, in other ethnic communities in Queensland, in other states of Australia who would like to witness this exciting event for the One World One Spirit Philippine Festival on May 26, 2018, you are most welcome to attend and enjoy this festivity. And yes, we are very thankful to our executive committees for handling this 2018.
Okay. Maraming salamat, Ginoong Mauro. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and all the best in this upcoming event.
Yes. Thank you so much and you are most welcome to visit Queensland.
sbs.com.au/Filipino
sbs.com.au